I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week of the NCAA on Westwood One. The new year is underway and the countdown is on to the FBS College Football Playoff title game on Monday night in Atlanta. The matchup is something of a surprise when you consider that Alabama was ranked 5th at the end of the regular season and their opponent Georgia was ranked 6th. But both won impressive victories in their New Year's Day semifinal games to create an all-SEC final. For Georgia, prospects for advancing looked bad late in the first half of the Rose Bowl as they trailed second seed Oklahoma by 17 points. But a half-ending field goal started a 24-point run for the Bulldogs, eventually leading to a 54-48 win in double overtime. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart after the comeback win.
Our kids are so resilient. They never stopped chopping wood. They kept fighting. They believed. There was offensive players affecting defensive players in the locker room at halftime, and they kept fighting. We didn't play the way we were capable of, but the best news is we get a chance to play again.
Coming up, Alabama's road to the title game on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
In Monday's college football playoff title game, Georgia and Alabama will face off after both teams claimed big semifinal wins last Monday. For the 4-seed Alabama, the January 1st Sugar Bowl matched them against not only this year's top seed in Clemson, but also the team that denied them the title last year. Alabama won this round, holding Clemson's offense to just 2 field goals for a 24-6 win and giving Alabama a 3rd straight trip to the title game. Crimson Tide sophomore quarterback Jalen Hurts said after the win that last year's loss was ever present on their minds.
You know, as a team, we had a mentality that you don't remember the wins, you remember the losses. And I think we never forgot what happened, but we wanted to take it in as a learning experience. We wanted to learn from it, and we overcame it, and you know, we got them. We move on to the national championship game.
That's This Week of the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.